This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop. Ian Rappaport was on NFL Network explaining a little bit the situation with Deshaun Watson. Do we have that ready, Sean? All right, let's hear from Ian Rappaport addressing the Deshaun Watson rumors, the interest on Miami and other teams still wanting to trade for the troubled quarterback.
No doubt, Rich, the biggest name who could be traded before the November 2nd deadline, and based on everything I've heard, the hope, the belief, the expectation is something will happen involving a trade and Deshaun Watson before November 2nd. There's been plenty of false starts. There's been plenty of rumors around this. So take this for what it is. But the expectation is something will be completed by November 2nd. Here's where it stands. Multiple teams are still interested in trading for Deshaun Watson. I know there was a report earlier in the week about the Dolphins. They are not alone. Among the teams that have been discussed over the past several months, the Panthers, the Broncos, the Eagles, and some others. His legal situation is still, as of right now, unsettled. Still, of course, the civil and criminal allegations of sexual misconduct. I'm told there are still teams interested in trading for him, despite the fact that this is still unsettled. Watson also has a no-trade clause. The belief is he would waive it for Miami. Unclear as of now what he would do for the others. So, of course, we will keep you updated.
Yeah, I mean, murky and unclear. There's no question about all that. What about the commissioner's exempt list? Is he not on it now because the league office knows that the Texans have Deshaun on the Texans exempt list and Watson has himself on the Texans exempt list, that they know that that's just not going to be resolved and thus there's no need to put him on the commissioner's exempt list? And why would a team acquire him not knowing the commissioner could actually do that upon a deal being consummated?
According to the personal conduct policy, the latest version, a player can be placed on the commissioner's exempt list if he is charged with a felony or a violent crime. As of right now, that does not seem to apply to Deshaun Watson. I have not heard that he is going to be placed on the commissioner's exempt list, even if someone trades for him, even if his legal situation is unsettled. But barring some sort of unexpected development, I would expect him to be eligible to play. He is also, for whatever it's worth, in shape. He's been doing nothing but working out and throwing the football. So if a team does trade for him, he should be ready to go once he gets acclimated to the offense.
So there you go. So the rap sheet still has people wheeling and dealing. I still feel that the NFL will step in and stop the trade if it happens. I think they haven't done anything because there hasn't been anything happening. You know what I mean? And I got to tell you something. This is, again, the cynical one in me after being in this business for over 30 years. I think this is Houston in their last ditch effort and desperation on trying to get one last deal done because they don't know what the offseason is going to hold. And if he's found guilty, they will have no leverage. So I think they're desperate into trying to make a deal because this is their last chance without any conflicts in the way. And even though they may not be able to get what they are able to get max out, but they're willing to get a good deal now without any risk and have the team that acquires him assume all the risks. And I think that's what's going on right now, because in the end, as he talked about, it's not just Miami, it's Philadelphia, it's Denver, and it's Carolina also inquiring. Now, he has a no trade clause. He will waive it to come to Miami. Apparently that's what his people have put out to the media, is that he hasn't said that he would waive his no trade clause for Carolina, for Denver, which, by the way, I'm going to die a Dolphins fan. I love my Dolphins. I love my Aqua and Orange. I will forever. But doesn't it sound kind of weird, by the way, that Deshaun Watson would waive his no trade clause for Miami
but not Denver with that defense. Like, Deshaun Watson makes the Denver Broncos an immediate Super Bowl contender. I find it kind of weird, right? Let's be honest now, okay? Let's be honest. My beloved Dolphins are not a Super Bowl contender, even with Watson. I don't even know if Watson can stay healthy behind the Miami line. I don't know if any quarterback can stay healthy behind the Miami line. You know what I'm saying? That's where I laugh with some of our Dolphin fans, that let's trade for him because he's the answer. The worst thing you would do is trade for him and put him out there behind that line and these offensive coordinators. You know, it's weird. So I still think the league will step in and say, hey, listen, you guys can agree on your deal, but it can't happen until the offseason, until we get a resolution on the Chargers. Why? Because think about this, and I've mentioned this several times. What if Watson is found guilty? What if he is a sexual predator? What if the 10 criminal cases that they're investigating and something comes up that it becomes that he is a sexual predator? So now the NFL is allowing teams to trade a sexual predator? Yeah, I have an issue with that. So that's where I think this kind of is fantasy land still. But the NFL is sitting back because nothing's happened yet. So they don't want to do anything. They don't want to bring any more attention to something that already has enough fire as it is. But if the NFL gets involved, it becomes, you know, a forest fire. And then all of a sudden, forget about it. It gets out of control.